For most of us, the time around Australia Day more or less marks the end of the holiday season. Kids go back to school, and you're probably already back at work. So how did that first day go? Did you spring into it like you're in a cereal commercial, all vim and vigour and shiny and happy? Or did you get in and find yourself pretty much knackered after about 2 hours? Psychologist Amanda Johnston is here to help.
It's normal. I think that's the first thing to remember. We are creatures of habit, us humans, and we get into a routine quite easily. And when we get off work for a small break, whether it's for Christmas, a long weekend, or because we've had some time off because of an injury, our body needs time to adjust back into that working routine. Plan and organise your day. Recognise when I get up in the morning, I'm going to be looking at the cupboard and saying, I have nothing to wear, or I don't have anything for lunch, and falling into those bad habits of running by the seat of your pants, running out the door with no breakfast, and then sitting at your computer with 200 emails.
All right. But the first thing you're saying is, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a normal response. Is it a psychological thing, or is there actually a physiological change that happens in our bodies after a couple of weeks of not working?
There's a couple of things. I think you've got to remember your sleep patterns are a really big driver. So when you tend to go into the working routine, you're getting up earlier, mm-hmm. you're going to bed earlier because you're tired, and you're in that routine. As soon as you add the silly season into the mix, which we've all come back from, there's been parties, there's been late nights, there's been a lot of lovely food and frivolity, and it means that we're sleeping in. Or we're having a lazy nap after gorging ourselves on a lovely Christmas meal, for example. So we're instantly out of that healthy sleep routine and suddenly in something quite different. If you're not prepared for that, and the first time you set your alarm is your first day back of work, your body's going to be saying, hey, what are you doing to me? You know, this isn't what we've been doing for the last 2-3 weeks.
Do we know what happens to productivity in that first week back? Has anyone ever had a proper look at that?
There has been a few things out there, and they generally say productivity is quite low when you first hit the shelves. And you can understand that. We're trying to get back into that routine. We're talking over the water cooler about how our Christmas was, what we got for our presents, what we did over that time. The other aspect of it, I think, is pure catch-up. You know, when you sit back at your desk and you haven't been sitting in that static position in such a long time and you have got those 200 emails to sort through, your mind instantly groans and you look at it with dread. And so you kind of get into those procrastination techniques along the way as well. So you need to make sure you're taking breaks and shortening the goals instead of sitting there in front of your computer and saying, right, I'm here for the long slog. Make sure you're getting up and moving around because it'll keep the mind active, it'll keep your body active, and it will make you more productive as well.
The thing that I always think about every year when this happens is that I'm in the fortunate position of really liking my job. I like it a lot. Yep. But I still come back every year and go, So how can you kind of short-circuit that process where you get back to liking your job?
I think you need to remember that it is a period of adjustment and not to make any rash decisions first up. I think if you normalise it and understand this is what you go through every year, every time after a holiday or every time you have a break, it makes it that much easier to deal with. If you realise that it is something that everyone goes through, that it is normal, you can ride the wave and therefore it'll be less of a shock to the system.
All right, well, let's talk. It's a bit late for this year, of course, because we're all back already. But, I mean, how can we prepare for next time we have a break so that when we're coming back, it's not like it was?
I think it's about making it normal. And a lot of people will probably laugh at me, but it's time to plan your next holiday. You need to have something to look forward to. And it shouldn't be this one time a year. Australians are renowned for overworking. We're the only country that has a national go home on time day. Break it up. Take it throughout the year. Whether it's something small and you're staying at home to get a few odd jobs done or you're going to go interstate or overseas, plan those things so you have those milestones instead of having this one time of year where you kind of rise up and crash back down again. Spread it out.
And I suppose find a way of reminding yourself that all of us to varying degrees, and for some of us when we're lucky a lot, work's a positive thing.
it's a really important thing to remember. And I think we forget that a lot of the time. We're always going, oh, excellent, it's Friday. Oh, boo, it's Monday. It's time for holidays. Oh, no, I have to return back. And I think that that language is very misleading. Work is actually good for you. And there's an interesting study which tried to quantify it and actually said long-term worklessness has the same health impacts of smoking 10 packets of cigarettes a day.
That's enormous.
That's massive. And it's trying to quantify for us the physical benefits of work, the mental benefits, the social benefits, as well as the financial benefits as well. We have this social network that is derived from our work and the people that we see and the satisfaction we gain from doing something great and contributing to society as well. And it's language that I think a lot of people can't quantify. So trying to put it in a medical term, like the 10 packets of cigarettes a day, really hits home for us that this is actually a really good thing for us.
Yeah. You mentioned emails earlier. Something I have been wondering about, for me, like many other people, it's really easy to actually track your emails over the holiday. It all feeds into the phone. Is it better to deal with it as it comes up while you're supposed to be on holiday or come back and deal with 300?
I'm a firm believer in work-life balance. So I think you've got to switch your brain off. Throw the phone away, check it. It's still going to be there on the first day.
There's going to be 300 or 400 there on the first day.
There is. But I think you've got to plan and allow for that with your first day. Take it easy. Don't book in your diary on your first day back at work, 5 different appointments, reports, whatever is important in your line of work. Make sure you've got that time for organising and planning. Stop yourself from reacting and start strategising because you'll be able to achieve a lot more.
Amanda, I came back last week. I wish I'd seen you the week before. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
Amanda Johnston is a psychologist with the Interact Group. And that's it for this first edition of Best Practice. Thanks to producer Mudita Dias and sound engineer Amri de Betancourt. I'm Richard Adie. Thanks for listening.